I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, listen, this is going to be an amazing hour. Neuropathy Treatment Center of Pittsburgh, Dr. Sean Ritchie. I have told so many people. In fact, I'm in Ohio yesterday talking to a friend, entrepreneur. I said, how are you? He goes, everything is good but my neuropathy. I said, boy, I've got someone for you. So I gave him the website. I have met so many people that I have really hooked up with this man, and they have said nothing but shining things about the results. And I hope that my friend in Ohio will follow suit as well, too. He's a good man. But listen, they're finally going to get that other office. You know, I have people all the time. When are they going to get an office near me? When are they going to get an office near me? So before we get into anything today, Neuropathy Treatment Center of Pittsburgh, the great Dr. Sean Ritchie, MaryDanceIn.com. Well, folks, if you know where the Meadows Racetrack Casino and Gaming Resort is, which I love, and if you love Washington County like I do, this is big news for you. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is great.
It's been a while in working. So I've been with you for, 3 years now? And I think two of those three, we've been talking about how to get an office open in down south. And like you mentioned, we have an office in Wexford, which is my main location. And then Mary, who danced in, got me to open an office out in Latrobe. And that spreads me pretty thin. So to try to replicate myself to put me in the south, where a lot of people have it down there too, was very difficult. So talking to a colleague of mine, Dr. Michael Scarton, over the years, we had a conversation just about how the program was going. Now, he's passionate about changing people's lives just like I am, and he's been doing that. He's a chiropractor, Scarton Chiropractic down there, has an amazing practice, a very beautiful office, great staff. And as we got talking, we formulated a plan to get him into the program. And now we're going to get his office treating people for neuropathy starting May 30th. We're going to have a grand opening. It's from 11 to 1 o'clock. It's on a Thursday. It's for anybody who would like to come down, meet Dr. Mike and myself, and we'll show you what we're doing, get you familiar with the office, get you familiar with the protocol. And we're actually going to host a lunch. A good friend of mine, Fiore, owns Burgers Brewing. He has a restaurant in Zillionople and Lawrenceville. If you haven't tried his burgers, you have to. He's hosting it. He also has a restaurant called Della Terra, one of the best Italian places I've ever eaten at.
I've heard of that place.
Oh, it is wonderful. I can go on and on about that, but we're not here for that.
No. But he can drop off some meatballs.
That's right.
Anyway, go ahead.
So we're going to just open the doors on that Thursday. It's the easiest place to get to. It's right off of 79. The racetrack drive, I think, is what it is. You go down right past the Meadows, next red light right there on the right. You'll see a nice gray building. It says Scarton Chiropractic. That is where we're going to be having our open house.
All right, listen. What is it that just makes this so satisfying, other than the fact when I have those same people that I tell to go to you come right back to me and say, I can't believe it. I mean, how many times I've heard I can't believe it? That has to never get old.
I was yesterday in the office, Rob, there were people that were just talking, and I was listening to them explain their experience at the office, and it just gave me chills and excitement, not only how the results were, but how comfortable they were. They're becoming friends, and they just come in, and it's a comfortable environment. This week, between just Latrobe and Wexford, we had 163 visits. That's a lot of visits. Now, people are coming three times a week, and some people are just coming once a week, but that's a lot of people coming. And to listen to their stories and just watching them get better and hearing how there's hope. There's hope again, because they've been down some nasty roads and have gone to some nasty efforts to try to get this better. And now we're changing their life.
You know, you definitely are changing their life. Now, listen, this is the offer on the table. First consultation, examination, and treatment free, okay? Here's the number to call, 724-940-9000. And coming May 30th, Washington, 1385 Washington Road, right across from the Meadows. But right now, 2591 Wexford Bain Road, Wexford, and in Latrobe at 1901 Ligonier Street. We're going to really meet an amazing woman here in about a half hour, huh?
Yeah, it's the wife and her husband, Frank. He actually has neuropathy, and they come together. And it's funny, with when you get neuropathy, you start losing the ability to drive, and it's usually a tandem effort trying to get people better. So they're just two great people, and their story is amazing. And just I love how she explains how she what they've been through and how they feel when they get to the office, and just wonderful people. And he's getting his life back just like most everybody else does.
You know, one of the things, and I told you about this conversation I had with this gentleman, you know, he had found out that he had diabetes and he had been tired, okay? Right. Didn't realize it. But one of the problems with diabetes, when you have neuropathy from it, the thing about diabetes is to eventually lose some weight if you're overweight, to exercise, and you really can do well by just walking, okay?
Right.
So the good news is for somebody, and this is just my thought process, if you have diabetes and you need to lose weight, you end up going to you remain on your medicine from your physician, you start to have the ability to feel in your feet again.
Right.
It gives you the ability to want to get up and move again.
Right.
So I would think, and I'm not as smart as you, but I would think if you put those two together, something good's going to come out of it, right?
Well, that's a catch-22 where they say they're overweight, they got diabetes, and they can't get their weight down because their feet are killing them, or they're numb, they can't even do anything active. So aside from just watching what they eat, they can't do anything active. So it's they're trying to do the best thing, but they just can't, like you said. So a lot of people, once they start getting their feet back, that's one of my ad campaigns is get your ing back. And one of them is just exercising, you know, hunting, walking. There was a gentleman who, he was, Mike, he had to get up in the morning and use a walker. And he had to use it until he finally got going a little bit. Then he had to use it at night. And he loved walking. He loved walking the mall. And by the end of the program, he was no walker. He's back walking 2.5 to 3 miles. And that's just because he had time restraints. But to give people their life back, to do what they want to do, get their ing back, it's awesome. It's a really fun day for me.
All right, listen, we're going to take a very short break, come back. We're going to, once again, because there's always somebody new in the audience, we're always glad to help. We're going to talk about neuropathy, who gets it, what it is, and then you'll meet a dynamic couple coming up in the third segment. But again, the phone number for Neuropathy Treatment Center of Pittsburgh, 724-940-9000. First consultation, examination, and treatment is free. We'll be back. You know, I got to tell you, it's just what I was telling you before the break, before we actually got on the air today, and then during the break about how many people, and all of a sudden, I just get a text from probably one of the best dentists in Pittsburgh, and he said to me, I'm going to have to see your buddy because, you know, I'm starting to deal with, I mean, people who stand on their feet all day,
right?
And he's a hardworking guy, great staff. If you work as hard as they do, sooner or later, it's going to get you.
Yeah, health catches up to you. It is amazing how many people have it. You think that a few people have it. I really didn't hear much about it until I got into it. Like, I knew people had it, but it's kind of that secret little thing that people even don't know how to put words to. They go to doctors and there's no hope for them. There's no cure for it. But 10% of Americans, that's over 30 million people have this. It's amazing. And as we were just talking at the break, there's four things that cause it. Well, I should say the four main ones, diabetes. They think you have to have diabetes to have this. That's not the case. If you're taking cholesterol medicine, that causes it left and right. That's the whole Mary Dan Stinn story. If you had a bad broken down back, stenosis, arthritic, maybe some surgeries, hip surgeries, that'll cause it. And the last one is chemotherapy. So you got cancer, bad backs, diabetes, and then taking heart medicine. I mean, those are the four main things people are fighting these days. So that's not going away, and it's just causing neuropathy left and right. And it's a journey. Once you start to get it, like your dentist, it's a journey that doesn't stop. Neuropathy doesn't, it's not like you sprain an ankle and a couple months it starts to get better. This is a horrible road that people come in and they just tell their story every time they come in for their initial consultation. And I can almost write it for them. When they come in and they start to say, you know, I had a numbness in my foot and kept thinking it was going to go away. Then I started to get a little worse. You know, they started feeling like they were walking on pillows or pebbles, sponges, they'll say. And then I started getting a little stiff. And then I started getting pins and needles. Then kind of an a la carte system after that. They get burning, they're cold, they're sharp, they're stabby, and then they start making the call to their PCP. Then the PCP says, well, let's keep an eye on it. As it gets worse and worse, and then they're like, okay, let's do some testing. They get an EMG, which is great to assess large nerve fibers, but neuropathy is a small nerve fiber, so really doesn't diagnose it correctly. And then they get the test back, and they're like, okay, well, you have it, you don't have it, and then they do a Doppler, then they do x-rays, and they do MRIs, and then they do, they give you some medicine. They'll give you Lyrica or Neurontin to try and dim the symptoms. And next thing you know, now they're a year out, this thing's getting really bad. They're having trouble with their balance. They're maybe getting into a walker. Some get as far as getting in wheelchairs. Ultimately, you know, we don't like to say, but you can lose limbs with it. But with that said, it's a journey that once you finally get to the end and they say, you have neuropathy, peripheral neuropathy, and they're like, yes, now I get to, now they can do something for me. But unfortunately, there's nothing that they do.
See, here's the thing. When they and I understand where they're coming from, and this is how they were taught. And they're saying to you, look, we'll keep an eye on it. They basically just start medicating you eventually.
Right.
And what's amazing about what you're doing, and people ask me all the time to explain it. I go, look, you got to call them. You got to call them. You got to listen to the show. You just have to really understand from him how it works, because I'm not going to do it justice. But I'm hearing from people, I notice a difference. I'm getting results. I can't believe it. To me, that should be enough for anybody. I mean, especially when you're giving the three things we've been talking about, you know, the treatment, the consultation, examination free, right. Pick up the phone.
Right, right. I make it really easy for people. It's because they're skeptical. I mean, you'll hear today's testimonial talk about how they were debating whether to come because they've given up. They've been to hundreds of doctors, and it's just like, well, what's he going to do? What's he going to? They're going to give me more medicine, and that just keeps elevating. So it is a kind of a hopeless thing. So that's why I set the program up so that the first visit you get to come in, you meet us, you see the office. It's super friendly. Everybody, it's an open environment for everybody to communicate. You develop friends, and our staff is just there to care for you. And it's not that uptight, you know, wait your turn kind of thing. It's very social. But the first visit, you come in, we do a consultation, you have it. We do some really easy testing to see if you have it. And then what we do is do that first day of treatment. If you have it, what I do, our programs are about 20 to 30 visits, but I start everybody off on a trial run. And that's for them. It's an 8-visit start for you to start feeling things. Because if it's not going to help you, I don't want you to come. I don't want to waste your time and to go through a whole program and it doesn't work. So we go through that visit, those 8 visits together, to determine some little changes. You know, you're sleeping better. The sheets on your feet don't feel so bad. The numbness is always a slower healer, but more of those burning, you know, walking in the middle of the night, you know, you're able, not having to crawl to the bathroom, which I've had people say. Now they're walking to the bathroom in the middle of the night. And so that's for the patient, so that they know it's working, because they're very skeptical and have no hope.
All right, listen, why don't you, in the couple of minutes that we have before we got to get to the break, and then we're going to bring in our success stories, husband and wife team. You don't want to miss them. But, you know, what is it? Just break it down. What is it? But more importantly, who gets it? Who really does get this? And that really alone is broad. I mean, a lot of people get it, right?
Right, right. As I mentioned before, people that are diabetic, post-chemo or during chemo, bad back, stenosis, arthritic, surgeries, and then cholesterol medicine, and then some other medicines. That's not limiting other things, Lyme's disease, Agent Orange, autoimmune. But what we utilize, and the greatest thing about it, is it's painless, and it's designed to regrow small nerve fiber, which is what the problem is. It's in a top layer of your skin. This tiny microscopic little guy that you can't even see starts to get damaged, and then you stop feeling things. What we use is low-level light therapy and magnet therapy. You can't even feel it. You sit in a recliner chair, you relax. These lights dispel very specific frequencies of light, and they've got to be those frequencies. There's some light systems out there that they try to sell, and it's not the exact frequencies. So you got to make sure you get the right technology, and it's designed to create vasodilation in the top layer of your skin that allows all the oxygen and nutrients to come out. And then about a year and a half ago, we introduced magnet therapy. There's some new technology that's come to the table, and it's blown me away. I use it every day, but it's designed to increase your microcirculation, which is your capillaries, which is 75% of 92,000 miles of your circulatory system. It improves your circulatory up to 50%. So essentially, without getting that technical, We're going to dilate vessels and turn the faucet on to create a healing.
You know, and I'm not just saying that it's going to do this, but a lot of people have circulatory issues to begin with, and it's not necessarily just because of the neuropathy. So you have to think this is going to have to do something to help that too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it blew me away to know that when your heart sends the blood out and goes into the arteries, capillaries, and veins and back, that circulatory system, if you line it up in a single file line, is 92,000 miles. That's three times around the earth. That's your body right now. That's amazing. And 75% of it is capillaries. Now, that's a single cell that allows oxygen and nutrients to feed your eyes, your tongue, your muscles, and everything. And we just turn that faucet on from your head to your toe, improve your circulation.
And thus the Mary Danced In website, because she did dance in.
She did.
And tell the folks about these two wonderful people. Listen, if you really want to hear from some people who understand the significance of what he does, Frank is the patient, his wife is Alice. And of course, you're going to hear all about it coming up in just a little bit. So talk to me real quick about these people coming up.
They were just like everybody else. They were skeptical. They were debating whether even to make the phone call. They didn't hear the show. Somebody else did and referred them to call. And Frank just had no hope. You know, he's been like everybody else, so lots of doctors. And he's a social guy and was kind of losing the ability to be out with his friends because of this. And now we're getting him back, living his life again.
All right, listen, here's what happens when you call 724-940-9000. And I'd be calling early often. Tell your friends, anybody dealing with this family member neuropathy, because when you call, leave your name and number, they get back to you first business day. You get your first consultation, examination, and treatment free. Right now, they're in Wexford and Latrobe, and soon, May 30th, 1385 Washington Road, right across from the Meadows. We'll be back, Dr. Sean Ritchie. All right, let me give you the number to get a hold of the Neuropathy Treatment Centers of Pittsburgh, Wexford, Bain Road, Latrobe, Ligonier Street, and May 30th, Washington Road, across from the Meadows, 724-940-9000. Special offer, first consultation, examination, and treatment free. And now we have a great success story and a wonderful couple. It's Alice and patient Frank. So if you will, introduce them, Dr. Ritchie.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Okay. Fine.
Well, thank you guys for coming on the radio with us.
That's okay.
So, you have a story to tell.
Yes, we do.
Well, why don't you just start off and we'll go from there.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. This is Alice speaking. I wanted to share a little bit about my husband, Frank. 4 years ago, Frank became ill very quickly. We didn't know what the cause was, and he ended up in the hospital for 7 weeks. During that time, they ran lots of tests and finally diagnosed his problem as being cancer.
Mm-hmm.
He went through the treatments fairly well. There were some rough spots, but treatment in all was successful, except for one thing. At the end of treatment, the oncologist told Frank he had neuropathy, too.
Right.
For the next 3 years, we had no help and no support, and Frank gradually got worse. Mm-hmm. About 3 months ago, my sister Connie and her husband Brad happened to hear the Saturday morning talk show that Dr. Ritchie does.
Right.
They were impressed with his presentation and the results he was getting. So they immediately called us and encouraged us to call him. We did, and immediately we were given an appointment. On the first trip up, Dr. Ritchie did some testing with Frank and told us if we'd come back on Wednesday, he would give us the results and he would have a plan mapped out for us. On Wednesday, we went back to the Wexford office and he went through everything he had found. He made the diagnosis. He presented the treatment plan. He told us how long it would take, how long we would be in the office with each visit. And then at the end of his presentation, he looked at Frank directly in his eyes and gave him these four magic words. He said, "I can help you." When he said those four words, my heart fluttered with joy. We hadn't heard that in 3 years. It was a revelation to us. Frank did the treatment that day, and we went back on Friday for the next treatment. At the end of the treatment, we came home, and Frank jumped in the shower. When he got out of the shower, he announced, "You will not believe this. For the first time in 4 years, my feet felt the floor of the shower."
That's great.
This was exciting news for us. We then noted in week one, after Frank had the experience in the shower, that things improved rapidly. In week two, he was taking longer strides when he walked. He was getting out of his recliner with ease. He no longer stood for 10 seconds before taking the first step. And he seemed to have more energy and wanted to do more things. Week three brought even more advances in that Frank was now able to do much more. He walked and could talk at the same time without watching his feet. He felt comfortable in doing more social events, and things were improving all around. He felt less pain. He was even beginning to feel feeling in his toes, and the numbness was subsiding. He had less fatigue. We were enthralled with our first 6 weeks of treatment with Frank. We are so excited with what has progressed.
Why don't you say we talk to Frank just for a few moments? So, Frank, if you can, get on the line, and we want to hear from the guy who has relayed all these great messages to his wife because of his treatment with Dr. Sean Ritchie. Frank, great to have you on the radio. How are you today?
Oh, we're doing fine.
Okay.
Well, once we got to the office, we are always welcomed by Kelly, the receptionist. She has the most beautiful smile you'd ever want to see. And Karen, the assistant in the treatment center, is so knowledgeable, so loving, and makes you feel so comfortable. It's the best-run office I've ever been in. Dr. Ritchie and his two ladies are organized, thorough, compassionate, and friendly. When Frank goes to treatment, he calls it his social hour. Get in the car, Alice. It's time for the social hour.
Yeah.
Frank says treatment is relaxing, comfortable, and non-threatening. It feels good, he says. And the atmosphere is always positive, informative, and non-threatening. I've never been in a happy doctor's office until now. Every time we go, people are healing. And because they are healing, they're smiling, laughing, and telling their story.
That's great. That's such a great story, Alice and Frank. It's, when you guys come in there, you guys are a bright, cheery attitude, and we can't thank you enough for coming on and telling your story. It's a lot of fun when you guys come.
Hey, great job. Thank you. And she wasn't even going to let Frank get a word in edgewise, was she? She came prepared. So
she was prepared.
She did a great job. But, you know, what amazes me is the fact that you hear these stories every single day.
Absolutely. When I was talking earlier about how people come in and it's just they get to meet each other. Like she said, it's a social hour. So they start telling their own stories and their own things. And it's just, it's nice to walk by and hear these people getting better.
All right, let me just tell you again what you need to do, ladies and gentlemen, 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000. Special offer, first consultation, examination, and treatment free. Find out more, marydancedin.com. All right, one more segment with Dr. Sean Ritchie. Let's again talk about the open house, May 30th. That's going to be happening, the third location, Washington, 1385 Washington Road, right across from the Meadows.
Right, yeah, May 30th, we're having an open house. That's a Thursday from 11 to 1 o'clock. It's right on the corner there on 19, right past the Meadows. You'll come to the red light there, and you'll see Skarton Chiropractic. That is us, and you get to meet Dr. Mike and myself and staff, and we'll show you what we do, how the program works, and we can get your initial consultation scheduled. If you would like to call before that, be the first one on the schedule there, feel free. The 724-940-9000 number is where we'll be taking those appointments. And the best thing is we are going to have Burgers Brewing hosting it. If you have not had one of their burgers, you have got to try it. They're in Zillion Opal and in Lawrenceville. They are absolutely amazing. He was telling me he had some guy who's on TV come in, said he was one of the best burgers he's had in the world, and he's going to be on TV. So you've got to try Burgers Brewing. So he'll be catering it. So come on down, get yourself a lunch. So we'll be doing that May 30th at our Washington location.
So obviously the need, because the need. People just, you know, have driven in from a very far away place just to get to you. And you're like, you know, we need to expand. And this is something you've been wanting to do for a while.
I'm spread so thin as it is. I mean, like I said, we had over 160 visits just this week in two locations. And to get a third one in, I could not figure out how I can get myself cloned and down to south somewhere. And that's when a colleague, Dr. Mike, and I started talking, and he's passionate like I am to help people. And when he saw the results and knew how great people were doing, he's like, let's make this work. So he's going to be on board treating with me. And now we have three locations, and it's amazing the results that people get. I mean, not everybody is exactly straight to the top like Frank was.
Why do you think some people actually do experience such a quick turnaround?
It kind of depends on their severity. Some people come in, and when we do our tests, we activate the small nerve fibers with sensations. Some people come in and they can't feel anything. I mean, literally, like you put an ice pack on their feet, you put sharp things, you put vibration, and they don't feel anything. And then some people do, you know, maybe not like they should. So it's either they're damaged or they're dead. So if they're dead, sometimes it's a slower recovery. And the symptoms, too, are different. If they come in and they're just numb, numb is always a slower healer. But if you've got the burning, stabbing, the keeping you up at night, the sharpshooters, if sheets bother your feet, those people usually kind of feel the dimming of that pain. And the women always talk about their shoes. You know, yesterday the one lady was talking, she looked down on her feet and she said, I haven't worn these in 10 years. They were flip-flops. She's like, I could never put anything between my toes. And she's like, I haven't worn flip-flops in 10 years. Now she's going to Florida. She's so excited to just a simple thing, to wear a flip-flop. I mean, these people, it changes their life. I mean, they go every single day just trying to make life a little bit normal.
Listen, and here comes one of my observations too, and only because I've been hanging around you for so many years and so many people have told me, and their success is just, it just makes me feel good. But you're almost better if you go early.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you notice the difference and you can make a difference. But what happens with a lot of people, once it gets beyond that point to where they can't feel the floor, they really have a hard time feeling those quick results, right?
Per se, yeah. Yeah, but some people that have that numbness and they're far gone, all of a sudden do have these miraculous recoveries. It's just kind of how the body heals itself.
And on the other hand, if it's a slight difference, it's a big difference if you're that bad.
Exactly. Exactly. You get let them sleep an extra hour or two in a night where they're getting an hour and then they're up an hour. You get them to sleep 3 hours. They come in hugging and kissing you because they're just happy. So
sleep's a good thing.
Sleep is a great thing. And that's one thing it absolutely steals in these patients. I can't imagine living, like you said, 2.5 hours
right,
a night.
For years.
I don't know how you do that. But these patients wake up in absolute pain, pacing the floors. And Mary, who danced in, used to get up and she'd have to walk around and just to get it to settle down so she could fall asleep for another hour or two. I mean, every night. I mean, you think you can go to bed and forget about it, but sometimes it's the monotony of getting up and letting it settle down. And once you get them to sleep and let their life be restored that way, they wake up a different person. They're happier. They're smiling. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, the stories, Frank and Alice that were just talking about their story, that's every day. If you go to my website and just look at the testimonials, that's just a few. I mean, every single day we can go to the office and everybody has their their journey, you know, from coming in and watching. I mean, people that have told me, hundreds of doctors lived in Cleveland Clinic. I mean, it gets to a point, Rob, that people have told me that they were ready to take their life, and it gets that bad. I mean, 10 out of 10 on their pain scale, and it's every second of every breath that they take.
And you know what else we haven't even touched on is the fact that some people, not only do they take the Neurontin and other medicines, mm-hmm. but the pain is so debilitating that they have to get involved with pain management, and in some right. cases, taking pain medication.
Absolutely, yeah. That's one thing we look at all the time, and that's what we try to get people off of is, you know, the gabapentin, Lyrica, and that can really mess with your mind. Some people handle it differently, but that's the medical route, is to just put Lyrica in them, Neurontin, gabapentin, whatever it is, and they come back and they say it's not working, so they up the dose, and then they up the dose, and then they up the frequency of the day, and it dims the pain, but the bad thing is it's done to heal it. The good thing that we do is we regrow those nerves. This isn't an aspirin to get you through a day. This is about regrowing the small nerve fibers.
Yeah, and get you back to quality life.
Yes, yeah.
Listen, we got about a minute left, and I really want to focus on why you need to call right now. Leave your information. And again, if you have a friend or a family member suffering with neuropathy, what they think is neuropathy, what they've just been told by their PCP that is neuropathy, they have to make this call. Please help them make the call. You make the call for them, whatever you have to do. And if you're suffering, pick up the phone right now, 724-940-9000. 724-940-9000. Special offer. First consultation, examination, and treatment is free. The final minute is yours.
Washington, we are finally in the South. So if you're listening here and you've not wanted to make the call because we're not in your location, now we are. So just call this number, 724-940-9000, and you could be the first patients down there in Washington, right across from the Meadows, with myself and Dr. Mike Scarton, and we're going to start helping people down that way now.
All right. It's great seeing you. Keep up the great work. And obviously, you are changing the lives of thousands of people, and we appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. Stay with us. We got so much more coming up today. David Rendy is going to be here, our good friend, salesman, NASCO Roofing Insurance Claim Specialist. Next hour, we're in Open Talk at 9 o'clock. Then we go to Construction Junction at 10 o'clock for a live broadcast, True Value Home Improvement Show. Gloria Rodriguez, Celebrity Cruise Lines, talking the Galapagos Islands. AAA Central talking travel at 11. Noon hour, Ryan Shalaba, homebuyers at Pittsburgh.com. 1 o'clock, it is the Weiner Wellness Center hour. Get well naturally. And then the Raja Show at 2.